Thank you, Mike. Our last batch of news in this part looks at challenges and opportunities afforded by the school summer break and initiatives that are helping to counteract drug dealing and domestic violence. We start with the disturbing news that many children are in need of free lunches during the summer. Volunteers have bust their budget in the first 2 weeks of the summer break as demand has soared for free packed lunches that help families to beat holiday hunger. The scheme, based at a Norwich school, is giving out three times as many lunches per week to needy people as it did in the first year last summer. It has led to fears that charities are shoring up the welfare state as benefits freezes take their hold. Last year, Norfolk Unite Community, part of the Unite Union, launched the project to hand out free lunches with no questions asked to children living in the Mile Cross area of Norwich. Throughout last summer, the project, designed to help families who would normally receive free school meals, cover extra costs during the holidays, provide around 600 lunches. But within the first 2 weeks of this summer, the project has already given out more than 700 meals and gone over budget. Brian Green, branch secretary of the Unite Community branch in Norfolk, said their busiest volunteers were giving out 100 lunches a day, but expected this to rise to 120 by midsummer. Mr. Green said he believed a freeze on benefits was one of the main factors. He also rejected claims that an increase in demand was due to the free food on offer. He said it's the opposite. People are too proud to come and take charity. It's not that things are free. It's actually the opposite. We don't ask questions. We just give out the food. We understand that a lot of people are too proud. Vaughan Thomas, Labour councillor for Mile Cross Ward, said it's a fantastic that the community is coming together to help one another, but it's a crying shame that they have to do it. It's always been the way during the summertime that families who normally have free school meals struggle, and that has combined with universal credit.
Hammers, saws, nails and wooden pallets are not usual things children are encouraged to play with. But dozens of youngsters from Cattengrove Primary School in Norwich did that just that at a summer holiday club with a difference. About 70 children aged 7 to 11 joined forces with 23 Dutch children and volunteers to build a wooden village on the grounds of the Norwich School off Western Road, which they planned to camp in. It was the third year the Kinderdorp project was hosted at the school, funded by Norwich-based Anguish Education Foundation and supported by KLM UK Engineering and HLC Wood Products in Durham. Agnes Patterson, assistant head teacher for inclusion at Cattengrove Primary School, said, "I'm really passionate about creative and practical projects. We try to broaden their education because it is an investment in the kids' future." Kinderdorp means children's village in Dutch, and the concept of groups of young people building a large wooden village has been running in the Netherlands for the past 29 years. The Cattengrove Primary School project has joined forces with Netherlands-based award Opmeer, which is similar to the Duke of Edinburgh award scheme. The numbers of children from the school taking part have gone up from 30 in the first year, and eight pupils will go to Opmeer area this summer to experience a Dutch Kinderdorp camp. She said the project helped children who did not respond well to classroom-based learning and taught practical and problem-solving skills as well as confidence. John Nooney, Chief Executive of Norfolk Youth Projects, which organised the project, said, "The children have probably never held a hammer before. It also gives young people the opportunity to work together in small teams and with people from another country, which is good in the present day."
Police officers and residents are working together to combat drug dealing in an urban community. Julie Brokiek-Coulton, who represents Norwich Sewell Ward on Norwich City Council and Norfolk County Council, said the issue of drug dealing was still raised as a concern at public meetings with the police. The Sewell area covers Silver Road, Mousehold Avenue, Waterloo Road, Angel Road, Waterloo Road, Wall Road, and the streets in between. But she praised the work of the 8-strong Norwich North Safer Neighbourhood team, which has responded well to concerns raised thanks to a dedicated email address. The address, Norwich North, capital N for Norwich and capital for North, LPC, capitals, at norwich.pnn, police.uk, was set up a year ago after drug dealing became a major issue. PC James Marison, beat manager for the Silver Triangle and Constitution Hill area, a member of the team, said the Norwich North Safer Neighbourhood team have been taking a positive attitude to any and all reports of drug-related matters. Intelligence is received by way of telephone call, email and face-to-face interaction. This intelligence, which has noticeably increased since the rollout of the team email address, has assisted our quest to combat the supply of controlled drugs. Search warrants have been secured through the courts as a result of the community coming together and working with the police, and we have had some very good results. He added the team had noticed a decrease in calls from Sewell residents for police support in recent months. PC Marison believed this was because of direct communication from the community and the heightened presence in the area following their contact.
A campaign launched after the brutal murder of a Norwich mother has helped dozens of women discover their partner's violent past. Kerry's campaign was launched in 2017 to help Leeway, Norfolk's domestic abuse charity, kit out a new domestic violence safe house. It was after the mum of two was murdered by her partner at the time, in January 2017. A serious incident review after Ms. McCauley's death found her life could have been saved if she had been told about her partner's violent past. And the number of people asking for disclosure of their partner's history has doubled in just a year in Norfolk. Under the Domestic Violence Disclosure Scheme, commonly known as Clare's Law, information on a partner's criminal history can be disclosed to a person who may be at risk. It can come after that person asks for the information, from the right to ask, or if authorities become concerned about them, the right to know. Right-to-know disclosures are around two-thirds of all Clare's Law disclosures in Norfolk, but the number of people using right-to-ask has doubled. A woman who may be at risk can be visited by a detective constable and domestic abuse advisor from Leeway if they have concerns. Norfolk is higher than the national average for right-to-know disclosures. Leeway has a dedicated worker that supports those receiving disclosures. This worker will often accompany the police when the disclosure is made and will offer advice and support, as well as helping to put safety plans in place. For free, confidential advice, call the Leeway Domestic Abuse Helpline on 0300 561 0077.
And that's all from this part of Chatterbox. In a few minutes, Marianne Penn and John Francis will be presenting more news and information. But now it's goodbye from
Trevor.
And goodbye from Judy Hawkins.